Thanks, Susan. Well, it was a big week in European politics with the re-election of the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, by a more substantial majority than had been expected. But it has led to something of a Mexican standoff between Brussels and Dublin. On Thursday, the Commission President reiterated that she wants each EU member state to provide two nominees, one male and one female, for their Commission seat, and then she'll choose who'll hold it for the next five-year term. However, just 24 hours later, Taoiseach Simon Harris said that only one name will be sent to Brussels from Dublin, and that's Michael McGrath, our former finance minister. We're joined in studio now by Ireland's Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness. Thanks very much for joining us here on This Week. Let's take a broad sweep in the beginning. President von der Leyen got over the line this week. What do you expect we will see from her second five-year term?
She got over the line with a very significant vote. And I think that's really important because if this mandate, which is still in situ, this commission until the end of October, we've been doing crisis management while also trying to do all of the reforms. I think the next 5 years will be even more difficult because it will be about delivery. We have big problems at the European level in terms of productivity and competitiveness. We have to meet our climate targets. And we need to start financing the reforms that we're talking about, both sustainability and digital. And that's why things like capital markets union that I've advanced on will have to be pushed much further. And there will be a much more pragmatic look at how Europe places itself in the world. I think issues around open strategic autonomy may become strategic autonomy. And I think Ireland needs to be aware of the impact that that might have around trade and opportunities.
What does that mean in a sentence?
In some people, open strategic autonomy is about an outward-looking Europe and wider trade and linkages. For other colleagues, it's about Europe being more about Europe.
Okay.
So it is quite a subtle but significant view. I would take the view that Europe needs to be open but strategically aware of what's happening around the world with the US, and you probably will discuss that later, but also China, conflict in the Middle East and other issues around challenges for resources, like what comes from mines for the renewable sector. And what's interesting is, if you look at her programme, which she has set out following her speech to the European Parliament, which was a significantly heavy speech in detail, she's talking about delivering lots of things, plans within the first 100 days. So I would hope that the incoming commission does get up and running on November the 1st. But in the past, that hasn't always happened because there are fallers, if you like. Some commissioners don't get through the entire ratification process.
And that brings us to a little Mexican standoff between Brussels and Dublin, because a re-election has raised that question. Should Dublin send one or two nominees to Brussels? The Commission President wants the name of a man and a woman. But this is what Taoiseach Simon Harris said at the McGill Summer School on Friday.
For me as a Taoiseach, it is my absolute determination to work closely with the European Commission, the re-elected President, and to put forward the case with others that Michael McGrath is a politician of real substance who can make a real impact in the European Commission. And I know Ursula von der Leyen to be a fair person who will want to assemble the best team. In terms of gender equality, take that extremely seriously as well. There's been occasions where Ireland has sent two names. There's been occasions when Ireland has sent one name. There's been occasions when we've sent one name and that's just been a female, one name and just a man. On this occasion, we are just sending the name of Michael McGrath. That's not to be in any way disrespectful to the view of the President.
Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, do you believe that this one name strategy from the government is simply wrong?
Look at the bigger picture first. Ursula von der Leyen was the first woman to be president of the Commission, and Europe is around for decades. We're 50 years in Europe. The only female commissioner nominated by an Irish government was Maura Geoghegan Quinn, an excellent commissioner, and did her duty and full effect. My coming to office was slightly different than the norm. I'm not sure that Ireland put forward two names in the past. I know when I was being nominated, there were two names put forward. I said at the time, I'm prepared to come second. What I think will be important for the European Parliament is that there is no backsliding on the commitment not to have 50-50, but perhaps not to ignore the fact that for the first time we have visibility of women at the highest level in the European institutions, in the European Commission. Full respect to the government here and all governments who will put forward one name. It is interesting now to look at, I did a map because this is is a complicated process. We are seeing that those commissioners who are coming back, so there are three definitely on their men, those countries do not need to submit another name. So that's a given.
In other words, but you are given a priority if you are a commissioner who's coming back a second time.
Yes.
And is it also a truism to say, as we saw with Phil Hogan, that if you're coming back a second time, you're going to be getting a better portfolio than someone who's there for the first time?
Well, I think it's experience, wide experience. It may not just be about being a commissioner, but clearly if you've been in for 5 years, that is taken into account.
So wouldn't that raise the question then, that if you are the current commissioner, and you would go back to Brussels for a second time, that it would be far more likely that you would secure a better portfolio than Michael McGrath is going to get, who will be a first-time commissioner?
I wouldn't even speculate on that, because I've known for some time, even though I said I was available and willing, that it was, of course, for the Fianna Fáil party to nominate their person to the commission. In fact, I'm meeting Michael McGrath, and very happy to do that on Tuesday in Brussels. But I think if you widen out beyond the existing that are definitely coming back, potentially there could be three more coming back. We're not sure. And they will be three men. So it's not about Ireland. It's not about a standoff. It's about the big picture here. So if all of these are men that are coming back and a given, if you look what Finland and Spain have done, they've indicated that they will, and we know their names,
yes,
women, will they submit the name of a man, just as the president asked? That will be interesting to see. I think what the European Parliament, and if I was still a member of Parliament, I would be watching. If there's only one or two women, I don't think that's good enough. I think we do need more. There is no doubt that Michael McGrath is experienced. He's a finance minister. He's now working very hard to get in tune with all of the European institutions, etc. So that process is done at this stage. But I think for Europe and for those who care about the issue of visibility, and also, women are experienced. I mean, von der Leyen, President von der Leyen, has said to some prime ministers, just open your eyes. I mean, women are there.
You made a statement there that the process is done.
Yeah.
Is it actually done? Is it not open to you? You stated the facts that this is a Fianna Fáil call. Is it not open to you to contact Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, the person who has Taoiseach put you into that particular office, and say, I'd like my name to go forward?
It's not. I mean, at this stage, no. I'm a realist here. And I think that the Taoiseach is not just the Taoiseach to Micheál Martin. The Taoiseach, the government, have endorsed Michael McGrath.
So it's over.
So that process is done. What's not done, though, and this is where I think people think it's all done and dusted insofar it's going to happen tomorrow. Really, this is the first step. So all member states will nominate either one name or two names. President von der Leyen will then look at what she has and then call all of those who are nominated for interview. I had to go through quite a rigorous interview. And then we'll look at experience and portfolio allocation. That will be done end of August, but into September. The big step, of course, is the hearings in the European Parliament that last three and a half hours.
Yeah.
And the European Parliament, and again, I was a member, I rejected one commission nominee at one stage. You have to look at its view of how commissioners function. They'll want the best for their particular committee. So if it's Ag or it's Econ, they'll look for somebody with knowledge and experience. And very often, and it's happened in all of my time in Europe, one or two commissioners will not get through that process. That causes a delay overall, and that member state has to renominate. I do not envisage that happening in Ireland's case. I think Michael McGrath is well experienced.
I want to move on just in relation to how the Parliament is going to work, which you have a long knowledge, but just to be absolutely clear, do you want your name to go forward with regard to the commission seat, which is becoming available?
I had made that very clear before there was a nomination. And I think that was probably listened to. Michael McGrath's name has gone forward. Fully respect that's a government decision. And as I said, I'll be helping Michael McGrath in any way I can.
So that's over. OK, with regard to the Parliament, we had expected going into the European elections that far more right-wing MEPs could be elected. This was going to make the operation of the Parliament far more complicated and far more difficult to get legislation through. However, the re-election of Ursula von der Leyen seemed to suggest that maybe the centre does still have the whip hand. Is that your analysis?
My analysis of what happened this week, and it didn't happen by accident. I think there's been a lot of soul searching amongst political groups, in particular the Greens. A group in the European Parliament, in my view, took a very pragmatic and wise decision to support the president. I'm sure it wasn't easy for them. They got some guarantees around climate targets, timelines, etc. But really, they invested their vote because they wanted the centre to hold and they want to be part of the centre. I think it's also fair to say, from my conversations in Strasbourg this week, that many members of the ECR group who are to the right of the EPP also would have supported the president, some who didn't declared that they were not doing so. And I think that happened because in a parliament, you need a majority to make progress. There certainly were very loud voices this week. The debate was quite heated. And the fragmentation to the right is very significant because they're trying to outshout each other almost, the three groups that are to the right of the group that I sat in, the EPP group. And the left are also quite vocal. What's fascinating, though, is that those fragmentations on either side tend to vote the same way. And that's why it is important that the centre holds in order for progress to be made. It won't be easy. My prediction also is that there is likely to be less legislation rather than more legislation. That might be no bad thing.
Is that as a result of a strategy by the Commission, as you said, to refocus things rather than difficulties at Parliament?
Okay. In my own portfolio on financial services, we had to do a lot around Capital Markets Union. Yeah. What we need to do now is implement. We did a lot on sustainable finance. A lot of Irish companies are trying to implement this now. We need to make that easier for them to do that. So the focus, if I were coming into this role again, and maybe Michael McGrath will, because it's a strong portfolio, is implementation rather than new legislation. Okay. And also looking at where we can improve or amend where there are problems with legislation. And therefore, I think the pragmatism shown by the political groups in the centre was very significant. The vote that von der Leyen got, a margin of 40 plus votes, compared with 9 Yeah. The last time, 5 years. It strengthens her hand, but it also gives her enormous responsibility. I mean, I found that I'm 4 years in the Commission. It was a tough 4 years because of all the challenges. Frankly, I think the next 5 are going to be even tougher.
EU Commissioner Mairead McGuinness, thank you very much for joining
us
on This Week.